Wiki.
What's up, pizzas, and welcome to Video Game Bang. We're slackers, but we're working on it. This is a quickies edition of the show where we are going to be reviewing the new Assassin's Creed Liberations HD, recently released on the Xbox 360 and the PS3. Let's see. I didn't actually...
And Steam.
Let's not Aaron's favorite. That. Aaron's favorite. It's on Steam. So I didn't actually review the game. Aaron reviewed the game. So
I did.
That's the only reason he's here.
Wow.
My name is Corey Vincent, host of the show, and my co-host, co-creator, co-conspirator, friend, ally, Aaron Carter.
I was going to see how many you're going to go.
I ran out. I tried.
What's happening, everybody?
So what did you think of the game, Aaron?
Right off the bat, in one word, I would have to say brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
You are probably one of the most hard people to please.
I am, but
I've tried
one,
so often to please you.
That's disgusting. And failed where this game succeeded.
So you gave it an A.
A-minus.
A-minus, yeah, correct.
For a reason, though. Yes.
So go ahead. Give us a little bit of your background with the Assassin's Creed franchise. And did you play this one on the mobile platform?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not. Because I kind of felt... I really wanted to, because when I saw the background and the main character and like some of the cutscenes and stuff for the game, I was like, I want to play this on the console, but I don't own a PS Vita,
yeah.
So I couldn't. And I thought maybe I was going to miss out some of the story, because, you know, not Nerd Reactor, you know, Assassin's Creed is a straight storyline. Like, you know, there's things that happen from the main character, Desmond Miles, back to, you know, Altair, the first guy that you play as.
So where does this go in the storyline?
It doesn't.
So is it
It's a side. Yeah, that's just it. There was no, not that I saw what I've played, and I'm about 87%. So if there's a little, like, what, 13% of...
Well, you beat all the story?
I beat all the story, okay. And then I did a lot of the side stuff, so... I don't think there's anything. And then there's this like secret I'm blanking on the names, like Sea Civilian, which is like the secret, you know, glitch in this matrix that you're supposed to find all those. I did all of those people, and that's supposed to be like a little, you know, a taste of the full story, but I still didn't see a real tie-in with the main character, Desmond Miles. So maybe if somebody out there found the little secret, it's really hidden well then.
So standalone, you still think the game was an A-minus. Why do you give it that?
Standalone, because it's one of those games where let me start back on the first Assassin's Creed. And Assassin's Creed to me felt like it was a experiment. Let's see if this free running mode is going to be hit with people. Let's see if they're like assassinating people in cool different ways and stuff like that. And so since then, they've built on this game and they've added a whole bunch of cool techniques, so much cool weapons and stuff like that. And this game, this latest iteration of it, it didn't stray far away from what made it already good. It just, you know, tightened things up and actually made things a little, you know, better, I guess. Yeah. I would say better. And, coming from a port to a console is actually usually kind of a failure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's just a handheld game, and handheld games usually are watered-down versions of their bigger brothers. This one kind of seemed like it had all the little bells and whistles with it.
So in the speed round here, graphically, was there any issues going from a mobile to a HD format?
Enhanced. They were enhanced because, I mean, they're side-to-side shots, if you guys want to see, on nerdreactor.com. They actually bumped up the graphics, and you can tell. You can definitely tell the difference which one is on the console. So it didn't feel, or it didn't look like it was just a direct port. They actually worked on making textures better and making character facial models better. So it looks good.
So graphics looks good. Gameplay?
Gameplay is spot on. If you've played any of the Assassin's Creeds, you know, you're comboing and countering with ease. And like a Batman, if you never played it, Corey, it's, you know, same type of deal.
And story.
Story is the only problem that the only reason why I think it got like an A-. With all the other Assassin's Creed, I kind of get lost in the story. This one was actually pretty straightforward, so I didn't get lost. I kind of felt that some of the historical, I don't know, like feelings of it were kind of inaccurate. Now, mind you, The main character of this story is a African French woman. So, unless I'm, you know, mistaken, first black woman to be a main character in a video game that I can think of. And then first woman to be a main character in Assassin's Creed series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, right off the bat, you're jumping leaps and bounds. And we're in the 1700s. Which slavery's around, which means black women are on the lowest part of the totem pole.
Did they acknowledge her?
Not at all.
So you might as well have been a white dude?
You might as well have been. Yeah, because I walked around as free as free could be. I was expecting somebody to, you know,
spit on you.
Yeah, something. And I couldn't think. And then the main character doesn't feel as if she's oppressed at all. Like, it just, she just walks around just as cool. She has, and then there's three personas you have. You have the assassin persona, the slave persona, and then what they call the lady persona. And when she's dressed as a lady, she's like, you know, all done up like she's a rich girl. And
100% equality.
Yeah. As if it was, you know today's, like, she could walk around and nobody would bat an eye twice at it. But I was expecting, like, walking down the street, somebody to throw a rock at me or something like that. And there's slaves everywhere. So slavery is in this town. They're in New Orleans. Slavery is everywhere. But I walk as free as...
Interesting.
There's even a sequence where you go into a party and you have to mingle with the guests there. And then the party is all French and Spanish people. They own slaves, too. And I don't look like a light-skinned passer.
Do they even make comments about it?
No.
Like, oh,
saw.
You must read very good.
No, nothing.
Wow.
And I'm thinking Ubisoft maybe wanted to stay away from that hot button, you know, but I kind of felt like something should have been touched a little bit on that. Like, they just left it all the way out. I was talking and getting offers from to dance at this party sequence from, you know, people in the party, when realistically they would have been like, could you give me my wine? Why are you coming through the front door? So I'm like, that's a little inaccurate, guys. Yeah. Let's be real.
Well, there you have it, folks. Aaron's review of the Assassin's Creed Liberation HD. Like we said, available on Steam, PlayStation Store, and Xbox Live for $19.99, I believe.
$20
Yeah.
$20 You got to buy it, guys.
Worth the price?
It's very worth the price.
That's what we needed to know. So check us out on nerdreactor.com, everybody. A lot more reviews, a lot more news, video game related, entertainment related. It's a great website. Check it out on Facebook as well under Nerd Reactor. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and hanging out with us for this quick video game review. You guys know the drill. We'll see you on the internet.